when we were first playing the banjo on stage a lot, we would joke that there was a banjo revolution coming. We were just on the front of the wave. Very much on the front of the wave.
And the truly hilarious thing is, we might have been right. Which is entertaining.
Every
to know
joke has a little barb of truth in it.
Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings were the odd musicians out back in 1996 when they took the stage with banjos in hand. Now, 15 years later, it's easy to see that they were one of the first waves of the acoustic revolution. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. It's been 8 years since the last Gillian Welch album, and we are so glad she's back. The new release is called The Harrow and the Harvest, and she and longtime musical partner Dave Rawlings return to a bare-bones sound. It's sparse and haunting and beautiful, all in one package. They've spent the last 8 years working on a few albums worth of material, but they never really liked the recordings or the songs enough to release them. Over the last year, they wrote a lot of the music for this album while driving around the country. When they joined me for a conversation in Studio A, I got to ask Gillian and Dave about those road trips.
It's amazing what happens, you know, when you do that. You forget the beautiful poetry of American road signs. You know, but there's actually a wealth of beautiful language that kind of enters your world if you keep your eyes open.
That must have been very inspiring.
It was very inspiring and a great work environment. Even though we don't have a great track record of writing songs, when we're on the road touring and performing, we're just traveling around, kind of bumming around, we seem to do pretty well. And quite a few of these songs had major sessions, you know, major work sessions happened in hotel rooms, you know, all across the United States.
Take me and love me if you want me. Don't ever treat me. Cause I had that trouble already, and it left me with a dark turn of mind. Now I see the bones in the river. I feel the wind through the pine.
What inspired the title of the album, guys?
Well, it seemed to fit. You know, it's hard titling records, and it's about the last thing that we do. It's the last piece of creative work that we do on a record has come up with the title. Because it has to be poetic, you know, and it has to be pretty. This one seemed to fit because there was a decent amount of work and trial and travail that went into making this record. So that's sort of the harrowing part. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but the first half of the record sits pretty predominantly in minor keys, and then the second half turns major, and so that seemed to fit with the sort of two-part title as well.
I lost you a while ago. Still I don't know why. I can't say your name without a crow flying by. Watch my back now that you turn me around. Got me walking backwards into my hometown. time.
That's Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings performing The Way It Will Be and Dark Turn of Mind from the new album, The Harrow and the Harvest. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.